Living on campus can be an exciting and rewarding experience. Hello, my name is Layla Woodfork, a biology pre-med major from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I serve as Miss Freshman for this school year, and I'm a residential student. We are a diverse living, learning community comprised of a mix of 7 traditional residence halls, apartments, and suites. Today, I'd like to show you a room in transitional hall. As a residential student, you have the convenience of living close to classes, the library, laundry facilities, tutors, computer labs, and the student help center. Living on campus also offers a helpful and supportive staff, a secure environment, academic support, leadership development, and employment opportunities. For more information, visit www.jsums.edu/housing.
Tiger fans, welcome to episode 130 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of every new episode. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show, and everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love, Jackson State University. Hosting today's show is Neely.
And welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. It's Neely, and I will be giving you a special guest today, somebody you're going to look forward to hearing from. You know, when I say names like Army, Cincinnati, Duke, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Georgia Tech, Indiana, even Michigan, now there's another name you can add to that kind of list, and that's the I Love Jackson State University, 1400 Lynch Street, because our special guest today had the choice to attend those universities, but he chose Jackson State, and I'm talking about no other than linebacker, 3-star recruit from Leesburg, Georgia, Baron Hobson. Baron, how you making it, man? Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, no complaints on this end. You know, we just got done with National Signing Day, and the world went crazy when they saw who you signed with. How'd it feel?
One of the most exciting days of my life. I mean, been dreaming about that day forever. Honestly, a few years ago, I would have never expected to be signed to an HBCU or Jackson State, but, you know, blessed to be here. Excited for what's coming.
Well, man, we are excited to have you. You know, I've been looking at your game film, and, you know, even the way this interview came about is folks saw your news clipping and say, hey, we got to get him on. We want more. We want to hear from that guy. So you're already, you know, have the fan base on fire. People can't wait to get you on campus and see you go to work, man. So we're excited about the choice you made. And let me just say officially on behalf of the fan base, you know, welcome to Jackson State University.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk about that decision. You know, you just said a couple of years ago you never would have, you know, quote unquote, sort of envisioned going to HBCU or Jackson State. What was the lead up to to that decision? And what was that transition to make that become a reality?
So earlier when I first started getting offers, it was all PWIs, Power 5. Michigan was my first offer as a 9th grader. So I was expected going that route. But a couple months prior to signing day, with COVID kind of messing up some recruiting in some areas, I'm thinking, I want to do something different. I want to be different. And when you see what Coach Prime was building over here, I'm like, that's a perfect opportunity for me. I know that's an environment I can fit in. I made it happen.
So, wait, you know, you kind of said something there, Baron, and I don't want our fans to have to press rewind. You said your first offer was from Michigan when you were in 9th grade.
Yes, sir.
That's strong, man. That's, hey, that's strong. Thanks. That is strong. That's a strong offer to get that early. You know, you rose up to be ranked as a 3-star. And what was it like to still choose an HBCU? How did you feel about making that particular choice? You know, not just not going to one of the PWIs or Power Five. What was it like for you and your family to select a historically Black college or university?
It felt great. It was honestly a blessing, man. Both my parents went to HBCU. Grandparents on both sides of the family tree went to HBCU. So it's a great feeling to continue the legacy.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Now you say they were HBCU people. What schools were they from?
My father went to Morehouse and my mom went to Albany State.
Okay. You know, because I just had to make sure, because, you know, we like to do a lot of smack talking in the SWAC. So, you know, had they been from our conference, we was going to have to give them the business, but also appreciate them trusting us to take care of their son. And man, again, it's a family now. You're with us. We're excited to have you. So, you know, for our fan base out there who may not have been able to click your huddle link yet, or, you know, we're not in the Georgia area and got to see you play mm-hmm. at Lee County. You know, who would you say in the NFL reminds you of your game at that linebacker position? Who do you pattern yourself after?
Honestly, right now, I say Bobby Wagner, just all over the field, general leader of the defense, securing tackles, making tackles behind the line, just overall ball player.
Yeah, yeah, that's the kind of guy that's leads by example, man. You know, verbal,
yes, sir.
Calling out the plays, intelligent, football IQ. I don't know if you could have picked a better example into today's game than Wagner. So, man, we're excited to see that lateral movement and also hawking to that ball.
Yes, sir.
So you don't mind bringing that wood, huh? You a strong tackle.
Oh, yes, sir. I do my best.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, tell us a little about yourself, man, about your family background. Help us get to know you. You know, when you come to Jackson State, it's a family. So, you know, siblings, you know, how big is your family? Just anything like that.
I feel you. I was originally born in Atlanta. I moved to the Leesburg area when I was about 6 years old. I got 3 siblings, my oldest sister, well, my only sister and the oldest. She's at Yale. She's a junior. My older brother is a freshman at Duke, and my younger brother is a sophomore in high school at Lee County.
All right, so let me start with the first two. So you got a sibling at Duke and a sibling at Yale.
Yes, sir.
And now they have a sibling that's at Jackson State University.
Yes, sir.
And so they're gonna see how that rising tide lifts all boats. They're going to learn so much from you, man. Now, we also got to work on that younger one. Now, we got to get him to come to Jackson State as well. So just like Michigan reached out to you in 9th grade, we're going to get on him early.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it.
Yeah, good deal. So here's a curveball for you now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you like music.
Love music.
What's the last song you just listened to on your playlist?
Last song I listened to was probably To Zion by, hold on.
Oh, if you're looking it up, it's going to be factual.
Yeah, you know, it's only spent facts, man.
All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look mine up, too. Mine was Everybody Know, Young Dolph and Key Glock, man.
I feel you. I'm mix it up a little bit. I was listening to Zion by Lauryn Hill in the shower, man.
Oh, that's a classic, man.
Singing my lungs out.
Yeah. Oh, you sing a little bit?
No, I can't sing, but I will sing, you know.
Yeah, well, that's important. See, desire is what's important, because desire lead to the ability. You just got to be able to put the work in. Now, let's talk about that work for a second. What kind of work ethic is Coach Prime getting and Baron Hobson, and what can the Tiger fans expect from, you know, what you're going to be bringing to the table?
The best work ethic in the country. That's what I believe. Put in work behind the scenes and ask any of the coaches I played for, any of the players I've been around. That's the first thing I say about my leadership and my work ethic. And I live by that, man. I just put in my work and give the rest to God in prayer. Everything work out for itself.
Man, good stuff. Sound wise beyond your years, brother. That is good stuff to hear. Cause that linebacker position, you know, is that anchor and captain on the defense. He has to be the eyes and the intelligence and get people in the right spots. It's like a point guard on the basketball court or the quarterback on offense. So there's a lot of pre-snap stuff that takes place. So you got to have that discipline. Then you got to have that that ability to react and go after it when it happens, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and people going to be counting on you, man. We're just looking forward to to seeing you play. So let me tell you a little bit about Jackson now. You know, I know you're in Georgia, and that's the South, and Mississippi's the South. So there's a lot of, you know, good food around here.
Oh, yes, sir.
So what's your favorite food? What can we put you on when you get here?
My favorite food is mac and cheese.
All right, so here's the key question about mac and cheese, because you're talking to the mac and cheese expert.
All right.
Mac and cheese is kind of, well, not that I can cook it well. I'm talking about the eating well.
I feel you.
Mac and cheese is kind of like, you know, when you have brownies, you got to go for the corners, man. You want to get the corners of the pan when you're dealing with the mac and cheese. You don't want to get in the middle. So you're a corner. Oh, you agree?
I agree with you.
Baron, we're going to get along fine, man. We have mac and cheese when you get here.
I will agree with that.
It's four corners. I got two. You got two. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
So what are you doing in your spare time, man, when you're not working out, focusing on football in the film room? What kind of hobbies are you involved in?
Mostly chilling with my brothers. I got two brothers and then two extended family who basically my brothers. Just running around, hooping half the time, swimming during the summers, just trying to stay busy. Small town like Lee County, man. Not too much to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Jackson is the capital city. It's a small city, but a good metro area, man. So you're going to have some opportunities, you know, to get some extracurricular activities going. There's a lot to, you know, get involved in around here culturally, food-wise, entertainment-wise. So it's a good place, man. You know, there's nothing like that HBCU environment. You know, homecoming. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sure with your parents, you've heard about HBCU homecomings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to make sure your family comes down, man, and checks you out when you're getting ready to play, because there'll be a lot going on in the city. Yes, sir. What are you most excited about?
Honestly, football, getting right ready to work, man. I've been talking to the other recruits in this class, and we all ready to win. Just focused on getting some rings, man, changing the face of this program and shocking the world, actually.
Man, you must be looking at my notes, because that was what I was about to ask you. Like, you know, when you're getting here, you know, and Coach Prime is the 21st coach in Jackson State football history. It's 2021 that you'll be coming in. And, you know, as you try to forecast and look 1, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, what does success look like? How will you quantify if you coming to Jackson State was a success for you? What does that look like?
Championships. It's more, now that I signed that paper, it's more about the team now than it is about me. Of course, I have my own brand, but I'm buying in. When I talked to Coach Prime, when I talked to Coach Hart, everything was about refacing this program and just showing everyone that HBCUs can rise to the top. And I feel like the only way to show that is to win, and that's what we plan to do.
And I like something you said. I want to make sure those listeners out there heard it. You didn't say championship. You said championships.
Ships.
Yeah, I heard that S on that.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure they heard it. Because that's key. Because you're right. That signing process, that recruitment process can be so individualized, because it is an individual decision. But now that you're a part of this family of Jackson State University and that football family over in that field house and locker room, that it is about the team, you know, and that's a great attitude to have, and to start working towards producing those championships and getting not just Jackson State, but HBCUs back on that level playing field with the spotlight on them, that what we can accomplish. So, man, when you put that all in the pot, how does it feel to be a part of that history? You know, how does it feel? Here you had an offer from Michigan in the ninth grade. You had offers from Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, Indiana, all these Power 5 PWI schools, and you chose a HBCU. What's your level of pride and understanding of that moment and what this means in history going forward?
I mean, I'm definitely excited, definitely proud. I committed on February 1st, first day of Black History Month, and I didn't really think about it till someone commented on my Facebook post. They're like, what a great way to start Black History Month. And I didn't even realize that what this class is about to do at Jackson State, what Coach Prime is about to do at Jackson State, is making more Black history, because we'll be something to be remembered.
Yes, sir. You know, we have a saying here, man. That's well said. That's profound. We have a saying here that we are building on tradition but blazing new trails. And, you know, you have a strong defensive history, man, that you're coming in. The Jackson State used to be a powerhouse in those glory days of the SWAC. And we were known for sending guys on the defensive side of the ball, you know, to the NFL. And now you're coming in, blazing that new trail, that renewed history and direction. And quite frankly, man, making history, this is you are part of an historic class.
Yes, sir.
This is the top class to ever sign with the HBCU. This is one of the top class at this division level of football in the nation. And your name is on that list. And you, your three stars, you know, add to that equation of success and what this standard is going to be. So do you feel any pressure living up to that?
I mean, definitely a little pressure that comes with it. I mean, all the headlines we're making already leading into this upcoming fall season, we're gonna have to put something behind it. So it can't just be headlines. We got to put some actions down. But I'm definitely excited, man. You know, pressure builds diamonds. So, you know,
yeah,
got to make it happen.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a great attitude about it because, you know, it's real. You know, and there's going to be a standard, as Coach Prime talks about, and we're going to meet and exceed that standard.
Yes,
and that's going to take a work ethic and a discipline, being smart, being fast. So, man, welcome to Jackson State University. We're proud of the decision you made. And again, just to recap to our listeners out there, we're talking about offers from Army, Cincinnati, Duke, East Carolina, Florida Atlanta, Georgia Tech, Indiana, even Michigan offered him as a ninth grader. But on the first day of Black History Month, he chose HBCU, and Baron Hobson is coming to Jackson State University that y'all love. Man, we couldn't be proud of the decision, man. It feels good, don't it?
Thank you, man. It's honestly a blessing to be a part of the family. All the love I've received already is crazy.
Yeah. Well, just wait till you get here. Let me ask you this, Baron, before we let you go. Those first couple of conversations with Coach Prime, what were those like? And were you realizing that, man, this is Deion Sanders that's recruiting me? So what were those conversations like?
I mean, first of all, it was shocking. I was on FaceTime with Coach Hart. He handed the phone. He said, I got someone for you to talk to. I wasn't even expecting it. He handed the phone to Coach Prime. I was like, whoa. Took him back for a second. But then just talking to him, you could see how excited he was for the next steps of this program. And that's really what made me buy in. I could tell he's excited to change the world, to change the path the HBCUs, and honestly get guys to the league.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure, man, you had his undivided attention. Because he's been on Tiger Talk, the 1400 Club, and sometimes we have to rush him off. You know, he is passionate about what he's doing. So I know when he had you on the phone, you probably couldn't believe he was talking to you that long, but he is excited about this program and what he's building over there.
Yes,
and to have you coming in his first class as a significant part of that defense, man, and to hear that you and that class are already, you know, communicating and interacting, we're just looking forward to when you arrive to Jackson and we get to work, man.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Baron, we appreciate you coming on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, man. And to our fan base out there, how can they follow you on Twitter or Instagram? How can they connect with you?
You can follow me on Instagram at _Hobson_ and on Twitter at @Hobson_Baron.
All right. Y'all give him a follow, man, and let's support him, encourage him. Congratulate him for choosing the I Love and welcome him to 1400 Lynch Street. Baron, and when you get here and get settled, man, we're going to definitely have you back on the program, especially after one of those rivalry games where you get you a couple of sacks and maybe they try to throw that slant and you get a pick six.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be there on the sideline on the way to the locker room to get your thoughts on that, because we're wishing you much success and we believe in you.
I love it. I can't wait. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
And that'll do it for episode 130 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcast listeners, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I can't stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department. And it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers! Hashtag I Believe. Hashtag the I Love.